Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Down to the Wire podcast.
Yeah, there it is.
I'm your host, Jacob Rocco with a tan. To my left, we have John, and right on set,
yeah,
we have
it's just us here today.
I'm a Roosh in the winter.
Don't put him. Me and Rocco with a tan. Me and Rocco with a tan.
Yeah, that's jokes.
That's hilarious. Jokes. Yeah, no, welcome.
I like Thank that.
You. Yeah.
I like, we got changes going on and Down the Wire right now.
Going through changes.
You know, so we got Coleman going to Toronto for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Chief Toronto correspondent for 3 months.
Yeah.
Big city boy.
Yeah.
He's going to, cover all things Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to leave us for six buzz by July. We'll see what happens. But then we got Arush stepping up to the plate.
Arush,
my
big
guy.
Shan. Big Shan. We got Big Shan over in the guest spot number 3, but he'll be taking over Coleman's role. Call him Big Shan, Coleman 2.0, whatever. Yeah. Anything works for
anything
you.
Anything but my name. Anything but my name.
Yeah, I was like, that's the best part. I was like, you got any nicknames? He's like, I don't know. My name's pretty
dope.
Yeah,
my name's pretty solid. And he just doesn't use my name.
Be good. And then I was like, all right, here's 3 of them.
It's real shame.
I like, no, this is like your first, like, you know, step into the pond. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that something people say?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is your first toe dip in the water.
Yeah. There you go. He peer pressured me to smoke before this episode. He's already bullying me.
Wait, me? No. He can't put this on me. I said you can't
unhigh,
and then he just goes to smoke.
Yeah. I can't unhigh. Don't worry, man. You got the job. You're safe. Yeah. you can do whatever you want, dude. You can peer pressure the fuck out of him.
Yeah, he's just going to see how it goes. He actually, one thing I really like, Arush was like, yo, I want to watch like how Coleman does these podcasts so I can like kind of see how you guys film it. And I was like, oh, that's cute. That's awesome. Coleman, like, if Coleman can do it, anyone can do it. It's like, I was like, it's not that bad. Like, Coleman's can handle it. But I think just here, catch the vibes, and then next week it'll just be Arush and us.
Mm-hmm.
And then Coleman will be, I don't know, probably sleeping.
You can call me in.
Sleeping.
Actually, Coleman.
Voicemail.
Coleman's last episode, he finally showed up 30 minutes early. Coleman was the first person here.
That is.
It's not the first time it's happened.
You know, John,
it's in rare. A blue moon.
Yeah, it's
in
rare.
A blue moon, at least. In a blue moon, I would say.
But yeah, welcome back. Actually, I was thinking, like, when are, like, they just going to stop letting old people drive?
Dude, I think that after the age of 65, you should be, like you should, if a cop sees an old person driving, they should be, like, subject to random tests. You know what I mean? Like, sobriety field tests, but for old people over the age of, like, 70. I think that's
should
fair.
Age profile people?
Yeah, like if an old person gets pulled over, like, if a cop sees an old person driving fucked, and they pull them over, and they're like, hey, are you drunk? Like, no, I'm just old. I don't think you should just be able to let them go after that. You know, like, I don't think that's fair.
Man, I was like, one of my Uber drivers was really old. So I was immediately scared, like getting into the Uber.
As you would be.
And he had his blinker on.
Right.
For, dude, a minute.
See?
Which is a long time to have a blinker
on. And that's the shit. Like,
he had
that.
His blinker on for a straight minute. Mm-hmm. Didn't change lanes. Was just going. Realized his blinker was on. Turned his blinker off, not even 3 seconds later, then proceeded to change lanes.
Yeah,
see? After turning his blinker off, and then then changed lanes like 4 or 5 more times with his blinker off. And I was like, how is his blinker on in the first place? Because clearly this guy's a no-blinker guy.
Yeah.
So how is like the blinker even get originally act? I just was so confused. And then I wanted to get, I almost like told him just to pull over. I'll walk.
Yeah.
You know?
Put the four ways on.
It's like how mom and dad
15.
Are like, don't, like mom and dad, like, don't get in the car with a drunk driver.
Yeah.
It's like, don't get in the car with an old Uber driver.
Yeah. I mean, I think both are applicable.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, anyone who throws their four ways on, like, when they're like,
I'm a four way guy.
I know, but like, the Uber, like, have you ever seen an Uber come around the corner? Every time this happens, Uber comes around the corner, just is in the middle of the street, four ways on, just crawling. Guys hunched over the thing. Just trying to find you. You're waving him down, and then he just pulls a little bit off to the side, just enough so that the car still can't get around him. And it takes way too long. man's always over 70 in that situation, and you know that situation happens more than you want.
The four-way slow creep up in the middle of the
road.
Yeah,
dude. While you're just holding up traffic behind you. Like, that's a real fucking thing.
Oh, man. Of the weeks.
Here we go.
Let's get into it. First of the week, money shot. Moment of the week goes to
this Johnny Cash mural that's leaking from a crude spot. After an Arkansas water
you
tower.
You always
gets want
to
shot.
Say Arkansas.
I know. It looks like Arkansas.
Is it Arkansas or Arkansas? Coleman, what do you think?
It's Arkansas.
I thought it was
Arush.
Yeah, I didn't even realize it was actually Arkansas. They're two different places.
You thought they were two different places?
I just thought it was why would it be Arkansas? It's Arkansas.
I thought it was like a potato tomato type of thing, you know, or like a tomato tomato, whatever that saying is. Like, I always thought it was that sort of deal. You could use them interchangeably. You know what I mean? Like, same people.
Okay.
That was my understanding of it.
It's for sure only Arkansas.
It is only
like
Arkansas.
Two different places.
Well, like, I just meant more as like they, why would you read it as Arkansas? There's no L. There's no, like, any of those letters.
Arkansas.
They really convinced you that, like,
yeah, like, yeah,
Arkansas,
like, maybe it's like a special Kansas, you know?
Maybe it's a special Kansas.
Special Kansas.
Anyways, Johnny Cash is from this town in Arkansas. I'm gonna stick with it.
That is three against one. Right,
Kingsland,
now,
so. Arkansas. Johnny Cash is from there. And so on their water tower, they put a mural, like a black silhouette mural, and then someone, I like to imagine, from a very far away, sniped a pee hole into it, right in where his pee hole would be, and now there's this water coming out like a perfect pee stream.
It's kind of like that scene in
Austin Powers. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's like that perfect stream.
It's textbook stuff. And apparently, you know, the city council wants you to know that this is no joke. this is
they're
not
very upset.
This is not fucking cool.
They say it's they said it's gonna take a while to fix.
Yeah,
and it could possibly be over a week before it could be repaired.
Yeah,
have and they not heard of fucking Flex Seal?
Flex Seal, dude. Look, that commercial speaks for itself. Slap, finish,
dude.
And it's black too. You wouldn't even have to repaint
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Oh, bro.
Exactly, dude. Like $19.99, and you get two if you call in the next 30 minutes. Fuck, man. Or Flex Tape. No, I think if you buy it early, then you get Flex Tape on top.
Yeah,
of that.
Dude.
Fuck. You're fine.
Anyways, and apparently too, in the last year, they spent $300,000 refurbishing the tank last year, but. Is it just me, or does the water tank seem like an outdated way to keep water?
I think your town's got to be doing pretty good, though, if they're like, yeah, we need $300K to refurbish the water tank.
You know what I mean?
Fix it up a bit.
Like, wait.
Like,
water towers are for moving the water around when there's no hills.
Okay,
by the way.
If you didn't know.
Yeah.
There's no hills in our
I almost roasted him because I was like, yeah, but that's a fact. That's a fact. From the fact guy.
He is the fact guy.
Fact guy, that's I'll true. Let him have that.
Just let me have this, man. It's my last
yeah.
day.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's right. This
is my last day.
Fact guy. Put us in a grave.
Yeah. Coleman, can you explain the three-tiered pun you got from this?
Right.
This was Racco's pun.
Oh,
I'll
was
let Racco explain
this was yours?
Racco's
yeah,
pun.
Money shot moment of the week. But Coleman broke it down nice.
Yeah.
Okay,
were you thinking of it in the three tiers when you said money shot?
I was just thinking initially the one pun, and then as it came out of my mouth, I was like, this is like much larger than life. Like,
yeah.
Like, this would turn out to be bigger
this
than
is this. Fucking huge.
Like, I discovered
this
something.
Is bigger than just a podcast, man.
And then Coleman broke it down beautifully because he's a wordsmith. So
yeah,
Coleman.
It's money because Johnny Cash shot because it's a bullet hole in his dick, and money shot because there's water coming out of his dick. Like
was
three tiered pun.
Yeah, it was cash
well,
money.
Liquid.
Cash money. Like the shot was cash money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
the money.
Money shot.
Money,
no, Johnny Cash.
Johnny
money.
Cash money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. John yeah.
Yeah, that's one. And then oh, no. The money shot was the liquid coming out of the pee hole. That's
the money
two.
Shot off. Yeah.
That's right. That's the money shot.
I don't know
and
why
then
I'm
shot
against my
bullet hole.
Like, but, like,
it's not that good of a pun.
You're like,
it's not that good. It's not
Amber
that good.
Heard's lawyer is like, objection. That's your question, man.
Next of the week, we got. We're really struggling with titles this week, guys. So we just got airplane moment of
it's
the week.
It's because we're recording.
The story's good, but airplane moment of the week goes to.
Pilot down, passenger takes over with no idea how to fly. It's because we're recording before lunchtime.
Yeah, we've done that plenty of times.
Yeah, but I feel like this, I feel like we're trying, have we?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I feel
like.
Dude,
I think there's like 200 and something episodes, maybe even 300. There has to be at least like a few that are before
300 episodes seems extensive.
Yeah, that does seem like a lot.
That's like a,
it's a lot.
Lot episodes,
it's a lot of episodes.
Bro.
I think we're in the 200s though.
Yeah?
I think so.
How many years have we been doing this?
I don't know.
Quick maths.
52 weeks in a year.
Yeah.
And then 4 years.
So that would be 208.
Math guy.
Mm. Yeah, what?
Oh. Zarush, our new fact.
Yes, sir.
Math guy. We'll have Coleman Collins for fact guy. Coleman just listens in the whole time. He just buzzes like, yeah fact check. You're an idiot. That's not how it works.
Just on speakerphone. In the middle of the room.
There's a light that stays green until it goes red, and that means that's not a fact.
Anyways, airplane moment of the week.
Right.
Goes to.
This pilot who became incapacitated. They didn't say how he became incapacitated.
When he just got sick and fainted.
Was that it?
I feel like.
They didn't release it.
I feel like that's what it is, though.
I don't know.
You think he was drunk?
Could.
That's what I feel like you're trying to get at.
I want to think even better. Like, I feel like he was like fucking, I don't know.
Even better than drunk.
Yeah. Like, he's just like fucking just high on mushrooms trying to fly a plane.
Wow.
Just like, it was way too stimulating for him. And just his body.
He didn't want
to
land it.
Yeah, he was like, I don't know what to do right now. I got to just fall asleep.
Mm.
The of the week doesn't go to the pilot who fell asleep. Right. That's somebody else.
No, yeah. The guy landed the plane. Fuck it.
So there's only two other people on board. So was it like a private jet? What's the plane
it's
called?
It's a Cessna. So like a really tiny jet.
Yeah.
Okay. And pilot went down and this guy took over and then he was like with the air traffic controllers and then they like guided him to help land this plane.
Yeah.
He had no idea what he was doing. But what I like is when they asked him, like, can you locate where something, or what is it? They asked him to locate something. And I was just thinking.
I think he was just like, they were like, where are you?
They asked him to locate a certain engine. They're like, can you locate the some engine? And he was just like, dude, I have no idea what I'm doing. And somehow, like, in that moment, I'd be like, okay, this guy's not landing this plane. But they ended up landing
at that time, I'd be behind the wheel of the plane, like, I'm not landing this plane, you know? Like, can you see the right engine, sir? I don't know, man. I don't know. I've never flown a plane before.
That's fucking scary. And then they called him on a phone.
Yeah.
To
so
like
that he was his control or connection to the control tower was breaking up. So they're just like, yo, just give us a shout on your phone. You're not that high up in the air, so you'd have like service still. They talked to him on the phone, and the guy who is the air traffic controller guy is also, conveniently, a pilot of Cessnas.
He's a 20-year vet.
20-year vet pilots Cessnas and helped this guy land the plane.
Yeah, they asked him where he thought he was, and he's like, I don't know, somewhere over Florida. They were like, that narrows it down, thank you.
Bro, like,
do you think you could do it?
I was going to say, like, is it really that hard if this guy
is
able to do it?
Is flying a plane,
I think,
you know?
You know, because your life does depend on it. So life depending on it, do you think you could land a plane if you're put in the situation with the same assistance that he got? Because I'm between like, is it that impressive because maybe it's not that hard to land if he did it? Or like, am I just not giving this guy enough credit?
It's not a jumbo jet, you know? It's not a Boeing 747. He's not coming down from 30,000 feet.
There's not a million buttons.
You know? I feel like it's very up and down. Like, I feel like this is.
Can we look
like,
up the inside of one of these? Like,
yes.
The cockpit
can we look at
jets?
Dash cam of a Cessna?
I want to see if this is. Because if it's just a steering wheel and, like, okay.
See?
All right. Okay. We got. All right.
Now just oppose it with a like, bow.
No,
like
yeah. That shit's crazy.
Yeah, I just want to see that, though.
747. Yeah, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
That's fucked up.
That's like when you have buttons above you, that's crazy.
Yeah.
The Discovery Channel.
They ran out of room.
It's kind of like the Mini Cooper, you know what I mean? The buttons on the Buffett.
Yeah.
The Discovery Channel version of this story is always landing one of these, and that is seems hard.
Go back to the Cessna?
Yeah.
Let me see this thing. All right. Okay.
Most of those probably all don't right. do much anyway.
No.
One of them's a compass. And that's yeah. only, you know, okay, you have that, that on your phone anyway.
That maybe, only
there's
leaves,
probably two of those that are compasses.
That will only leave six.
Yeah.
Like speedometers.
Hey, bro, six,
an up and down compass three. And then a left and right compass.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's the three on the right there. They look like AC or speaker units, you know?
That does look like a speaker system in the middle there.
It's got pedals. Like, I feel like I can drive a car. I could probably get this. I bet you I could get this down on water at least. You know what I mean?
Like the Hudson guy?
Yeah.
That's yeah. even harder.
No. Like, I feel like I could just come to a little skid.
Is that not harder?
I think the point of that movie is it's harder.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
I've never seen the movie. I thought the point of the movie was that he was trying to be a hero.
Well, yeah, because there were seagulls in his engine.
Because it was so hard to do.
Yeah.
Anyways, shout out to this guy. He says the moment was like a movie.
Mm-hmm.
No shit. There probably will be like a movie made out of this.
Yeah.
Like a scenario like this. Probably is a movie with this exact same plot.
Yeah.
Well, it's just starring like Tom Hanks's brother.
Yeah.
Less famous.
Chet Hanks.
Oh my God.
Chet Hanks.
Next of the week. Let's get it. This one's even a worse title, guys. I did not write this. I don't want to say this.
Coleman, you say it.
You wrote this one.
You say it, man.
No, you say it.
No, you say it.
All right. I'll do it for Coleman. Soccer's stinky pants moment of the week goes to... You happy, Coleman?
Yeah.
Football.
That's why I wrote that.
Soccer player cut from squad following just dressing room fighting war. I refuse to read football like that, Coleman. That is
football.
Football. Soccer player cut from squad following dressing room fighting repeated incidents.
Like, apparently this guy, what was the quote? He would drop, what is it?
Steady stink. What was
he would drop steady stinkers.
Steady dropping stinkers.
According to L'Equipe, Marcelo was banished from the Lyon squad in 2021 for steady dropping stinkers and wreaking havoc with his farts in the locker room and, quote, joking about it.
What else are you going to do with it, though? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
dude, he got fired because he farted too much.
That's, you know, that's crazy.
Imagine you get fired.
For farting.
Would you rather excessive farter or excessive slap ass guy? What's worse?
I don't think I'd ever get tired of this, dude. Like, if he just kept like how many farts
steady stinkers?
How
though?
Many farts is too much?
They
farts?
Wouldn't call them stinkers if there wasn't an issue.
There's yeah, quite, like, I think they're trying to sensationalize this story. I don't think you can. You know, I fart like just as much as the next guy, maybe even a little more. But I know how many, like a percentage of those stink and don't stink. It's like the whole loud and like, would you rather have farts that were loud and didn't stink for the rest of your life, or were silent but smelled like shit for the rest of your life? Mm. You know, it's because you choose one of those two farts. There's two different types of farts.
There's many different types of farts.
Absolutely. I'm
there's
just saying
two,
I'm louder the farts.
They're referring to it as air pollution.
Yeah, that's
so
crazy.
Like, this guy is definitely like like, I'd say a solid 40% are crop dusters where he just clears a room.
Yeah. Like, maybe it's just potent. You know what I mean? Like, his farts are just on. Like, maybe this guy has like the stinkiest farts of all time.
Yeah, they consider his act of air pollution as inappropriate behavior. He was considered a nuisance.
He's 34 too, right? So like, supposed to be in the like kind of veteran.
He's
position,
supposed to be a good locker room presence. You know what I mean? He's just a nuisance. That's tough, man. You got fired because you fart too much. That's what if he has a problem though?
Yeah.
You know, like what if he just
comes back with a counter lawsuit and just fucks the.
He's got like colon cancer. Discrimination okay, lawsuit.
We don't say that. We don't joke about the C word over here.
Sorry.
Cancel Coleman on his last.
Cancel Coleman.
Seriously though, would you rather slap ass guy or this guy?
This guy.
This guy.
Hilarious.
All right.
I think it'd be funny to get traded to this team as like a 19-year-old. And there's just the 34-year-old legend who's just ripping farts the whole year, bro, while you're just playing soccer, bro.
Dude, I don't think you realize how old that would get. Like, no, I know. Real quick. Real quick. Dude.
But, like, right now, I don't, like, okay, but, like.
That would affect my performance on the field.
But, just, like.
Like, I can see how he's a nuisance now.
Are we going to go one for one? Like, you know what I mean? Like, does, like, I feel like, you know, the excessive slap-ass guy, he probably, like, the amount of slap asses, do you think it's more or less than the amount of farts this guy drops? Like, is it one slap ass per fart?
I don't think you got to go shot for shot. Like, it's not a quantity issue. It's the quality. Like, they're calling them mad stinkers. You know what I mean? Like, slap ass could be, like, a little, you know
yeah, I know. I know.
That's
it's
nothing.
Still annoying.
That's nothing. It's annoying.
But I think you want a comparable slap ass guy.
But if there's a guy who just gives those all the time, he gives them all the time, bro. Like, it's an every 5 minutes right. type of thing. You're telling me this guy's ripping farts about every five, bro?
But I can breathe.
Yeah.
You know? That's kind of important.
How?
My existence.
Like, I feel like he's, like, doing some shit, like.
It would, like,
coach
I
coach is, like, trying to just ream them out, and he's just like. Like, just ripping parts, you know what I mean? Right? Just like at the worst time, like, what?
That's funny.
I feel like if you're gonna
see, that's
I would, okay. I would go for the farter, the excessive yeah. farter, if he had like that much control over it. Like, if he could control it to that extent. Then yes.
Like, imagine.
Like, if he can provide comic relief every now and then, yeah, I'm for it. But if it's just, I hate you, I'm avoiding passing to you during games because I'm trying to send a message that I don't like you. Because I can't enjoy, like, the 20 minutes of prep up before a game in the locker room.
Oh, bro, I'm thinking, that's what I mean. Like, I feel like you have to be able to, if you can bless this earth with, like, being a regular farter, like, you got to do it for comic relief. Like, I just think it'd be so funny to be like the womp 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 with a fart after a big loss or something, dude. Like, that's so funny.
He can control the pitch.
Yeah, you know,
he's got a talent. What's he doing playing soccer?
Yeah,
this guy should be on America's Got Talent or something.
He could probably make way more money off an OnlyFans.
Just saying.
Fuck, we should be this guy's agent.
Yeah. Well, he's out of a job now.
PR right
out of his job. Ooh, he's out of a job.
Smooth
man.
Transition.
Hey, what's his name? Coleman, pull that back up. Let's give him a fucking. Let's give him a formal invitation here.
Yo, you know what happened?
What?
Okay, let's start with this guy.
Marcello.
Though. Marcello.
Marcello Antonio Guidas Fijo.
Okay, I like that.
You're more than welcome here at Down to the Wire.
You know Marcello. What happened?
What up?
Remember we talked about the story about the Indian guy that was stuck in Ukraine with his Jaguars?
Right.
He commented on our video and he was like, haha, like, love it. And then I said, hey, email us if you want to come on the show. And he just said, sure. But he didn't email us. He just said, sure.
Wait, did you just give him the email?
I did give him the email.
Okay, good.
But he just said, yeah, sure, I'll come on. Like, I feel like he's just.
Still getting invaded. Just to be clear.
Yeah, you might have bigger fish to fry.
Maybe he's out.
As if that guy's just there just searching up like content on him, the guy with the big cap. He's like, I wonder if anyone's shouting me out lately.
I wonder how many people do in a year. Because he's got like an actual YouTube channel, like with his big, like his YouTube channel's about his Jaguars.
Right.
So
If you have two Jaguars, I don't really see what you'd make your YouTube channel about other thing. Like, you know what I mean? What other? You're going to be a pretty interesting person if you have two Jaguars and your YouTube page is about something completely other than that.
You have at least one good story.
Right?
Like, you have at least one, maybe two good Panther-related or Jaguar-related stories. Mm-hmm. Alrighty. Back page news. First headline reads,
having sex with women is gay. White nationalist praises involuntary celibacy.
Go to the quotes, Coleman. Go to the quotes. So
run the tape.
This guy. Yeah. What's his name? Nick Fuentes?
Fuentes. Is that how you say this? Fuentes.
Fuentes.
Yeah.
He complained about people calling him gay because he's never had a girlfriend or like been with a girl.
Yeah.
And then his excuse for that is like, no, it's just because I'm a homophobe.
Yeah.
Which he feels like is better.
It's like how Kevin Spacey
then
wasn't a rapist. He was just bisexual. That's
he went
don't with, worry. He went Kevin the, Spacey. No, he didn't touch little boys.
He went for the Kevin Spacey defense move.
Yeah.
But I like this quote where he says, I think if anything, it makes me less gay. If anything, it makes me not gay as opposed to less gay. Not that there's any gay, but it makes me not gay.
You got to get a little.
Hang on. Hang on. I'm going to read that back.
Yeah.
I'm going to read that back as now how I think he would have said this.
Okay.
I think if anything, it makes me less gay. If anything, it makes me not gay as opposed to less gay. Not that there's any gay, but. Makes me not gay, he argued.
Like, it just trips me out that white nationalist live streamer is a profession. Like, that is what this guy is described as. Like,
yeah, wow. I didn't take that in. Why is that normal now?
He continues. If we're really being honest, never having a girlfriend, never having sex with a woman really makes you more heterosexual because, honestly, dating women is gay. And if you want to know the truth, the only really straight heterosexual position is to be asexual incel.
Which also, asexuals aren't incels because they're volunteering to not have sex. Yeah, like, that's just their sexual identity.
They just don't really like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, if you are an incel, you are by definition not asexual.
Incels just can't get none.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think they can't get none because they're incels or just because they have no game?
No,
you know what I mean? Like, are these guys?
It's involuntary, so it literally means
they can't
get any because they just suck.
Yeah,
and women
hate
them.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they have no game.
So yeah, I don't think I think it's just based on the way you are,
right?
Like, you just get coined an incel.
Yeah,
you know, it's not like you just kind of like decide like I want to be an incel.
Yeah, it's not like self-proclaimed.
Like, life hasn't gone your way.
Yeah.
And you're really angry about it.
Find yourself in the wrong places on the internet, you know?
So, yeah.
Okay.
It's actually quite scary.
It's fucked up. Well, they're terrorists.
Yeah.
I don't mean to laugh as I say that.
According to the Canadian government.
They are terrorists. That's fucked up.
What about American government?
I don't know, actually. I think the American government might be in agreeance.
Glad we can agree on some things.
What's your take on that, man? If you,
I just like how he'd rather. I don't know. I just think it's wild how he'd rather be known as a white nationalist incel.
Yeah,
that's a homophobe
mm-hmm.
than just a guy that's a virgin.
Yeah,
like how
you'd rather
badly
be homophobic than be a virgin,
right?
Which...
Like how. How you gotta be very homophobic to like rather be known as a homophobe than a virgin. Because virgin is like, you know, he's completely given up. Like, he's full blown incel because he's not even like, maybe he is voluntary at this point because you're not trying to get women. Like, I feel like,
yeah, like once you
I
become,
feel like there's
once
like a
you
point
become like
where
you can lean into the virgin thing.
That's what I'm trying to say is like, you would actually just like use that as like maybe like a pickup line.
Right.
Because, you know, you're just desperate at this point.
Yeah.
He's clearly past that point and just being like, no. Fuck that. I'm just a homophobe. That's why I'm a virgin.
Yeah.
And then he's just hoping that, I don't know.
Some
making some friends
who,
now
who
online.
Who is that appealing to? Like, you
now
know
he's just mean? All about the boys. Just online.
But he's
up.
A homophobe, man.
But he's not. He's less gay now. Well, not gay.
If there even is gay. I just. Sorry, Coleman.
You're losing it today.
No, you're right though, because you can lean into the like. It's more weird that he'd rather lean into the incel thing than into the virgin thing, because the virgin thing, if you lean into it, chances are it gets sorted out pretty well in your favor pretty mm-hmm. quickly.
Jesus was pretty popular.
Yeah,
you know.
What?
I mean, Mary. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Jesus is what happened.
Yeah.
From that. Jesus probably isn't a virgin.
No, I think didn't he like
Jesus fucked.
Bro. Yeah, didn't he fuck Mary
Jesus
Magdalene?
Fucked,
right.
Bro.
Right.
Like Jesus. Eight well, times, dude.
Like eight times.
Let's find out.
Let's see
we got.
That's what we'd be waiting for.
Hands pulling out receipts.
Pulling out receipts.
That would be wild if I pulled it up and immediately. Yeah, we were going to do a bit about reading random Bible passages.
Yeah.
And just the most fucked up ones, though. Because there's a lot of bad shit in there.
Yeah, that's why we keep it in the bad things drawer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John almost used one of the papers to roll a joint.
I said,
if you do that, I have to leave the room because...
I have done that before, but I forgot it wasn't that one. I think where that Bible came from, I was like walking down the street in Moncton, New Brunswick, and it was on top of a garbage can. And I opened it up, dude, and there was like a little like business card in it. Opened it up, and it was on like John something. I was like, yo, that's crazy. And then I kept it.
That's like 25% of that book.
Yeah,
just
no,
to be clear.
Yeah, no.
It's not that impressive.
I didn't really understand the
but puzzle. Like my name's John. So like I converted that night. It was just
and then I kept it and then I thought I used it once to try to roll a joint, but I think that was a different Bible.
I was like, you can do it, but like I can't be here because I feel like that's gotta be like at least something bad omen, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't do it.
That just feels like, you know.
Mainly because I found papers, not because I was scared.
I'm not fucking scared.
I'm not fucking scared. I'll fucking do it.
I'll do it right now.
I'll do it.
You won't do it.
You guys want to see me smoke? Arush, you want to see me smoke? You want me to fucking smoke, right? I can't get on high, can I?
Fuck, you got me high, Arush.
Calling a man bald is sexual harassment. Employment tribunal rules. I'm going to be the first one to say, no, it fucking isn't.
Here's the thing. This is a story coming out of England, and this comes from a complaint of a victim of sexual harassment. This is important. It's from England. Just keep in mind, the language used here is acceptable in England, and I'm just saying it to paint a picture.
Dude,
but the complaint.
No, dude, you can say it. Do you see the big Twitter campaign Ricky Gervais just went on for the what you're about to say?
No,
just went on a huge Twitter campaign about this word and why we should be able to say it.
You know what's word when we keep referring to it as a word?
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Anyways,
just
so this guy complained that he was a victim of sexual harassment due to comments made about his lack of hair. Including being called a bald cunt by a factory supervisor. So he was working on this machine, and then he had to cover. There was a cover or something, and the covers were taken off. And then, he began to call this guy a bald cunt, and then he threatened to deck him. And then he complained that the sexual harassment was from the word bald, but... Not like cunt is the only
this is how bald cunt, you can be referring to a person or a very specific body part.
Yeah,
you know, and I think the bald as the adjective there. That's what that is, right, Coleman? It's a adjectives are describing words. Good, cool.
Nice. Thumbs up.
Reaches for the mic super slow, but then. I think, you know, the bald, I get it.
Like the sexual harassment, I feel like it'd be being called a cunt.
Yeah, yeah.
Not bald.
Yeah, but
or
like,
maybe you're bald cunt.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where the sexual harassment comes in.
Exactly. Maybe
but
he said
the baldness of his head.
Can I tell you what I think actually happened here?
Yeah.
Is I think they're saying it's sexual harassment because they're harassing him on account of something specific to his sex, not that they're like trying to overly sexualize this person. Because what they said is the company lawyer, as a defense, submitted that women may also be bald. And then the tribunal was like, yeah, but it's more common in men. So if you insult somebody for being, or if you call them bald, then you're like targeting them for their sex. Which is not, in my understanding, the same thing as sexual harassment.
But, like, on paper, if you define both the words, I get it.
Like, I get it, but also, like, I'm pretty sure that's just, like, gender discrimination.
Also,
not,
I feel like this is, like, such a bald guy thing to do. You know what I mean? Like, you bald cunt, like, that's sexual assault.
Right.
Like, really?
It had me thinking that
you don't have any hair.
It had me thinking that, like, being bald is sexual. So then I was like, does every bald guy have to wear a hat now?
See, that's what I was thinking too, dude. Like, I was just thinking too, like, you know, what do we have to start calling bald people now soon? Like, hairless?
Hairless.
Like, you know, lacking hair?
The tribunal wrote, we find it to be inherently related to sex.
Mm.
But, like, sex is in, like, chromosomes, not sex is in, like, fucking.
See, that's so
they got wrong. I don't understand what's happening here.
I think I was reading it as sex as in having sex, not sex as in chromosomes. So I too, thought that what the problem was the amount of calling him, like, the bald part of it, that, like, bald was related to sex as in, like, having sex.
Yeah.
You know, like, you were shaved up, you know, just balded up. That's what I thought. And then the C word, too, just, like, you know, it kind of just, the parallels were just uncanny.
It does sound like somebody's going around being like, oh, yeah, baldy, like, palming the top of his head, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, shining in.
There's a difference
shit.
Between going like that or just being like, ah, Michael Jordan, you know what I mean?
Is that a game?
I forget where that came from, but, like, with bald people, you just gotta pop their head and get, like, Michael Jordan pawns a basketball. Ah, Michael Jordan.
That might be sexual harassment.
That might be sexual harassment.
I don't know, man.
Jeez.
And
yeah,
that's, that might be sexual harassment coming from our HR guy.
Fuck. Well, yeah. No, I completely perceived that differently.
Absolutely. Me too, Racco.
Well, I think everybody in the world did, because it's not what anyone means when they say sexual harassment, like, ever.
Oh, so you're saying sexual assault or sexual harassment doesn't exist?
No, I'm saying this isn't the same thing. Don't try and cancel me on my last day.
Interesting. Well, Arush?
What's up? What do you mean, Arush?
What are you,
thoughts on sexual harassment?
Are you pro or against?
I'm against. It was a tough call, but I think I'm against it. Really.
Thoughts on bald people?
Sexual harassment in the workplace.
Do you like bald people?
Mm. I mean, I don't hate them. I don't look at someone's
lack
of
sounds
hair.
Like something people that don't like bald people.
Yeah, yeah. I'm indifferent to bald people. You know, I
just as long as they don't do that shit around me. Man.
As long as
I
they
don't
come
them,
in this,
they don't bother me. You know.
Just don't keep, ask, don't tell.
Yeah,
just
keep
a hat on.
Public. Just keep it.
Keep
public
it under
hat.
Your hat, man.
Yeah, like that's what I picture next. Bald people is like, well, talk to a bald person, like, I am in a minority group, you know. Like,
if anything, shaving my own head is less bald.
What?
Get it?
It sounds
the guy.
Says,
that's
oh,
what I was trying
okay.
to do.
I was going to say you sound like
less bald. Not that it's...
You sound like that incel guy.
It's actually not bald at all. Not that there's any baldness.
You fucking incel.
In bald.
When Coleman quotes
I actually do think, though, going back to your point, I don't think bald people would be a minority. I think there's way more bald people in the world. Think about how many people lose hair compared to don't. Why is everyone
like
scared of losing
like
hair?
It's like your prolific thought the other day, like, oh, there's way more dead people than there are alive people.
There's way more bald people.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
Because even, yeah, that point, too, most dead people are bald. So.
Fuck you. There's a way so, more bald. Lawyer, got you on a technicality. Next news story. Yeah, let's move on. I don't think I did anything wrong, woman says, who jumped into spider monkey enclosure at El Paso Zoo.
This was a year ago.
Year ago, but she's just coming out now to kind of just give everyone a little...
Tell her side of the
tell
story.
Tell her, yeah, exactly. It's been a long year. She's lost her job, you know, lost just about everything good she's had.
She was a lawyer, by the way.
Yeah, she was a...
Big-time lawyer.
I don't know if she was a lawyer. She worked for a law firm. Like, I feel like, you know, she could have been a secretary or a janitor. It doesn't...
Paralegal.
Yeah.
Mean in the middle. She was a paralegal.
Yeah.
We'll go with that.
She was a half lawyer.
And, yeah, she snuck into this... spider monkey enclosure
just
and fed them.
I don't think snuck is the right word. I think she just jumped right in.
Yeah.
You know?
Openly went into a monkey enclosure, spider monkey enclosure, mm-hmm. and fed them Cheetos.
Yeah.
So they claim that they were spicy hot Cheetos.
Yeah. Well, no, because in her presser, like the press release, press conference she was doing recently with her new employer at a new law firm,
mm-hmm.
She has a bag of flaming hot puffy Cheetos on the table, which are fire. I have tried these. These are really tasty.
Life's got to be pretty interesting if you have if there's a Cheeto incident that people refer to you in your life. Like
not the spider monkey incident, not the El Paso Zoo incident.
So,
the
you know,
Cheeto incident.
John's Cheeto incident really didn't, you know, affect his employment status. But I like how the lawyer said that the Cheeto incident really helped him because, you know, the second someone heard this story and she worked for a law firm, there was definitely a lawyer out there that was like, I got it. Like, yeah, they got the angle on this.
There's
she's not in the wrong.
There was a billboard lawyer out there.
That he's trying to make a name for himself.
Yeah, this is what I need.
This is the splash. He's going to be the guy.
She has experience.
Yeah.
You know, too easy. She's got 3 raises already. I find that suspicious.
Get me a bag of puffy flaming hot Doritos. We're putting that in the shot the whole time.
So, during this whole presser.
The first ever law firm sponsored by fucking Cheetos. Could you imagine, dude?
This guy's a PR whiz, man.
Dude, this whole interview, they're like, have a massive bag of Flaming Hots on the table. It's almost like they're advertising for them. I feel like this might be like, you know, Big Cheeto, you know, fucking, like this might be like a
Chester.
Cheeto,
Chester's
know.
His name.
Yeah, Chester.
Chester. It's a cheetah.
I think this might be like, you know, some like, Cheeto propaganda going on.
Exactly. It's like Mickey Mouse in South Park. Like, this is Chester just playing Ratatouille with the fucking law firm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And they also had the Flamin' Hots on the desk, and she wanted to make it clear that the Cheetos she was feeding the monkeys weren't Flamin' Hots,
and
which
we,
is actually a very
We wanted
important,
to make sure that everyone knows that we understand how much of a difference this is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We do know the difference between diarrhea and perhaps just a little bit of discomfort in your stomach.
Well, as long as you've, like, had the difference, like if you've had a flaming hot Cheeto, you know what we're talking
you know
about,
exactly,
which is very important.
The worst part is that they definitely had to put these monkeys down after, man, because they've now had a taste for Cheetos, and like, you know how that goes. If something sneaks into a pen, they got to put it down. Doesn't matter.
So you think they're just gonna start like ravaging the streets for Cheetos?
I don't doubt it. I'm just saying, dude, we've read enough stories where monkeys take over shit. Like, it's if she got in there that easily, I don't doubt that these spider monkeys could make it out. Also, those monkeys were big.
Yeah. Like the balls on her to kind of just...
Like, you know what those things look like they need is some Cheetos. Like, who are you?
Yeah, that's interesting, too. I wonder what a monkey would experience their first time eating a Cheeto.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. I just watched a YouTube video.
Because I remember my first time eating a Cheeto.
And?
It was quite remarkable. But, like, if you take into consideration, I've also tried other snacks prior to that.
Right.
That's also their first ever snack.
Yeah. They were just eating fucking lice out of each other's hair before they had the mind-blowing awesomeness of a Cheeto.
Mm.
That's crazy.
You know?
It's like, I just watched a YouTube video recently of this guy from America or something, went to Africa and was just, like, giving this, like, isolated African tribe, like, Twizzlers and shit. And they're all just like, it just tastes like plastic, but it's sweet and I like it. That's what a monkey, like, they're just fucking blowing their minds. Mm. That's what a monkey would be like eating Cheetos.
You
want to
make that comparison?
Yeah, no, fuck. It's not the same. It sounded good on paper, fuck. Arush, cut that. Yeah.
Just looking out, man.
Thanks, dude. Thanks, dude.
All right, let's get into sports here.
Mm-hmm.
So, we just covered Capital City Championship Combat. I feel like they should have switched the last two to make it Capital City Combat Championship.
Yeah.
We'll pitch that. We'll pitch that.
Yeah. Next meeting.
Anyways, yeah, we went to, it was on Preston Street. There was a crazy amateur wrestling event going on. It was packed, dude. There was like 500 people there. We took a video. You'll see it. We'll throw in some little highlights as we talk about shit because it was fucking wild.
It was wild.
Oh, dude. Did you bring the door? You're going to want to see the door. Flip it around. This is it. Oh, fuck yeah. Look at this. Taking an artist did this with the full-blown knowledge that it was going to get destroyed.
Yeah.
Not the knowledge that it would end up here.
Yeah, no. As soon as I saw this thing, though, I was like, you're going to have that. That's sick. This guy here, Joey Janela. This was the star of the show, in my opinion. I'm a sucker for the, like, I like the bad guys. So this was him.
He likes a bad boy.
I like bad boys. So it was him versus a guy named Zombie, and they were fucking just, they were both bad guys. It was sick as fuck. Their last fight of the evening, Extreme Rules. You know, I, fuck, bro. My favorite wrestling match, Mick Foley versus The Edge, Extreme Rules. This was like a fucking page out of the old book.
Well, yeah, because here's the thing. Like, before the event started, we were talking to the guy that runs the event. He was like, oh, yeah. Like, we're looking at the ring, and we're like, oh, it's just crazy. And he's like, oh, yeah, there's, like, 25-plus, like, chairs and, like, doors under. There's, chairs under. There's, like, doors over there. And I was like, oh, sick. And then as the night went on, I'm like, not that many chairs have been smashed yet. And I was like, what's going on? And then these motherfuckers came out and used all 25 of them. Yeah, they used them all. Plus, like, 8 doors, including this one.
This guy, there's like a balcony there, and we were wearing suits.
Yeah, like this guy in this picture with his flowing hair.
We were like, there's a balcony this guy. And we kept going because we were wearing suits because we dressed up for the very important occasion, you know? So we kept stepping out onto this balcony to like kind of just catch some air and smoke a joint or two. But this guy was out there the entire night. Last fight of the night, right? 3-hour event. The whole night, man, he was just out there smoking cigarettes.
The whole
smoking
night.
Cigarettes all fucking night. I watched him go through. I saw him personally smoke about 5 to 7 cigarettes. He equated it. He estimated it to be about.
He said 16.
Yeah, 14.
He said a solid half pack right here.
Well, yeah, because he was smoking American packs too. So that's like 10 cigarettes, a half pack. He went over that easily. And then after we're done, we're waiting to talk to the commissioner of C4. And we're sitting out on the patio again. And Buddy comes out 25 minutes after his fight's done, still in his gear, still sweaty as fuck, with another cigarette and a Labatt 50. And I was like, that's fucking C4.
Dude,
right
before
there.
His fight, he just kept walking around, like, looking in the window reflection, just like, just like fucking checking himself out.
Oh,
and then
dude.
This girl was sitting next to him. She's like, oh, that's a fucking man right there.
Yeah.
I was like, that is a fucking man right there. I like, no one is touching this guy.
And then he won.
Pulled it. John has a shot of like this door being leaned up against something like a table.
Yeah.
And then just getting fucking pile driven into
Honestly, though, where would you rank C4 Wrestling Night as the best nights
Dude,
of your life?
You got to watch the video. Like, we can talk about it all we want, but like.
Where would you rank it, though?
There was. This guy got staples in his fucking head, dude.
Real
and, like,
staples
a
in
fork
his real
jammed
head.
Into his head. There's fucking. It was crazy. The 4v4 or like the 8 tag team shit.
Yeah, the two double tag teams. The girls versus. I mean, the girls were fighting the guys.
The rope shit. Like, dude, it was insane. Like, I was not expecting it to be that. Like, it was.
Oh, it was legit. I've been to a lot of amateur wrestling, and that was definitely the best amateur wrestling I've ever been to.
It was packed. Fans were loving
full
it.
House, man.
Dude, you like. There was like fans heckling the wrestlers, like people that are
that's what
like,
they do, bro.
Like that, like yeah. I've never experienced. Like I thought it was awesome.
No, it was fucking sick.
One guy yelled out something, like he said something to try and piss one of the wrestlers off, and the wrestler just looked over. He's like, "Hey, it's not the fucking NBA courtside. Relax over there." He just like calmed him down. I was like, oh, I was hoping they would like you know
fight.
Yeah. We should, like, this is what I'm sure we're trying to do. We're trying to get really close with C4 so we can, like be a part of it and, like, actually be a part of the storyline. By the way, wrestling is very real. This shit looked painful, dude. Like, they're actually jumping, like, 20 feet into each other and just destroying their bodies.
Yeah, dude, the slap-offs?
There was a, like, 10-minute slap-off of them just fucking...
Going at each other.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's real. It's
but,
real.
Yeah, we want to be, like, part of the storyline. I think it'd be jokes if, like, we just stood up in the crowd and just, like, yelled some shit and, like, a fight.
Yeah, like a crowd plant.
Yeah.
That'd be so sick.
That'd be so dope.
We'd be made now, though, man. We show up in suits and be like, hey, aren't you guys the suit guys from last time?
Yeah, but, like, if we keep doing it,
yeah,
you know, we'll get to be known, obviously, within the C4 Amateur Wrestling Ottawa community.
Right.
But I think... As we get known with them, they'll know us as media guys, and I think they won't expect it if it's like 6 times into us doing it. They just like randomly call us out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If like we do some shit, maybe we get way too close into like the media thing. Like if people think like we're actually fucking.
Stop
up,
selling it.
You know.
Stop selling. You're gonna give it away. Everyone's gonna be listening.
That's true.
Because of our acclaimed fame from
That's
the C4 wrestling industry here
That's
in
true.
Ottawa.
fuck.
Yeah, now all of the fans, like our views are gonna boost right now just because of the C4 fans pouring in for this week's epi.
Dude, I fucking love C4 wrestling.
Shout out C4, man.
Got some. Might replace our actual door with this.
Yeah. Don't jam. Don't slam it.
This is electric, dude.
Oh yeah.
Dude, like, that's fucking solid, bro.
Oh yeah.
He got this smashed over his head multiple times. This guy. Dude, that's fucking insane. I remember I was outside with him after, and I was like, just kind of like, does it hurt?
Yeah. No.
He was like, yeah, he was like, nah, but tonight was pretty painful.
Yeah.
And I was like, it was fucking painful, man. And then, yeah, John kept lighting cigarettes for him. Like, not even giving him his lighter, like, actually, like, lighting his
cigarettes. I don't give people my lighter any chance that they'll steal it. Mind you, he was wearing what is equivalent to a bathing suit. So I don't know where he would have put it. I was afraid of him just being like, I like this lighter, and then keeping it. Because there's no way I was about to ask that man for my lighter back. So I just kept fucking lighting his cigarettes for him.
No, I like it. There's like actual characters. Like there were some crazy motherfuckers in it. This one guy had a fractured wrist, and I didn't see him with the cast on until after the event. And I was like, dude, you just fucking like break your wrist. He's like, fractured. I was like, shit, that just happened, eh? And he was like, no. This is from like before. He was like, just wrestling, man. I just took it off earlier, taped it really tight, and I just put a cast on again. I was like, what the fuck, dude? He's like, wrestling.
Built different. Built different.
Dude, I love it.
Wrestling. I love that as an explanation.
Wrestling.
That's what he kept saying. I was like, what the fuck? He's like, it's wrestling.
That's wrestling.
Baby. That's wrestling.
Yeah, we're going to keep going to these every month. Mm-hmm. I like amateur wrestling.
Okay. I was
going
to say, when's the next one? I might have to come down.
I got into this way too late. I did not get into this as a kid. I'm now getting into it as a 23-year-old.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
It's still just as fun.
What was interesting was that someone compared wrestlers as, like, rappers. Because I was kind of confused. Like, these guys, like, training or, like, hoping that there's, like, a scout in the, like, stands, like, from, like, WWE, like, trying to fucking get
that's
signed
exactly
or some
what
shit.
They're waiting for.
And, yeah, he was like, yeah, they're kind of like rappers. The only way they can do it is, like, well, except for these guys, the only way they can do it is, like, through shows. Mm-hmm. And then just hoping that they get noticed and shit like that. And then maybe some of them make it.
Yeah. Well, there's a bunch of these different, like, things that go on. So, like, they just play in different leagues.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Backstage was wild, too. Like, we had full access. We had full media access. Yeah. And we were just fuck. Yeah, you gotta just watch the video. Backstage was sick. We'll link it once it's out. It should be out by now. Yeah. I'll get going on it right now. All right, let's end this.
Peace.